Whether it's audiobooks or all-time greatest hits, long live listening to your favorites. Learn more about Kisqali Ribociclib 200 milligrams at KISQALI.com and talk to your doctor to see if Kisqali is right for you.
Charlotte at 6.
For our Wednesday, Charlotte at 6, I'm Mark Garrison. Top stories here on WBT. Coming up at 6:20, don't mess with Dina. Mecklenburg County Manager Dina DiIorio, that is. She will not back away from telling you exactly what she thinks.
I do try to check myself, and sometimes I'll ask one of my colleagues, like I'll write an email and I'll send it to somebody and say, read this before I send it to make sure that I'm not, you know, stepping over the line. And sometimes they say, oh, you shouldn't send that. And sometimes I say, no, you're fine. So I recognize that I could have that impact on people.
A really candid interview with our county manager coming up with our Brett Jensen at 6:20. But we start this evening with really kind of a troubling question. Where are bad guys in Charlotte getting their guns? And the answer, from our cars.
Last week alone, we had 31 vehicles that were broken into, and of that, 17 firearms were taken.
That's Charlotte Police Captain Brad Koch at a press conference today that was pretty eye-opening. Our Joe Gillespie covered it and joins me live. So, Joe, basically the cops are saying we have an epidemic of guys breaking into cars, stealing guns, but a lot of times the car doors are just unlocked, right?
And the numbers are just kind of hard to believe. 4,100 vehicle break-ins, 446 guns stolen so far this year.
Wow. That's about 10% of the cars they break into have got guns in them, and they take them.
And who would have thought? I mean, and these cars are parked on parking lots and parking garages. I think they sort of prefer in some ways to strike at a car that's parked in a situation like that because, you know, it's harder to just spot one person doing one thing if there's a lot of vehicles there. And, of course, the police believe these weapons are not going to any good causes. They're going to go back in the hands of people that want to commit other crimes.
Yeah, in fact, Captain Koch made that point today. These guns are used to kill people.
These guns are not taken to be used as souvenirs or to be hung on people's walls. They are used to commit violent acts.
So what's interesting is it's a huge increase this year over last year. It was some of that due to the pandemic last year, more people at home, and they kept their cars more locked up and their guns inside?
Well, you know, that's what it sounds like. There's a couple of things, Mark, that I have trouble getting my mind around about this. And this is not something that's just happening. When, you know, we go back a couple of years ago, we've had this story, and they were trying to give away special lock boxes and things that people could use in their vehicles. Okay, I'm not a gun owner. I'm not anti-gun owner, but I'm thinking a lot of the people own these firearms for self-protection, for self-defense.
Right.
Yet, these could end up in the hands of people that would wish to do them harm.
It's a good point.
Also, there's something about handling weapons. I was talking to TSA official, local official, about a week ago, because they confiscate a lot.
Mm-hmm.
And he said, you know, he said, I'm a gun owner. He said, I can't imagine that I wouldn't know where my gun is, you know? And I remember in the military going through the first time we went to the range, and I made a move. I didn't turn all the way around, but I had the weapon in my hand, and I turned just a little funny. And next thing I know, I've got two instructors pounding on me. You know, keep the gun pointed downrange. There's all kinds of rules about weapons. This is like epidemic proportions.
Well, it is difficult for me to understand why somebody who's got a handgun leaves it where it's very visible. So that it makes it very enticing for someone to break into the car and grab the gun.
You know, I don't have one, but I've got a cell phone. Now, I'm not going to leave my cell phone in the car. You know, I know where my cell phone is. It's important. Now, my cell phone doesn't hurt people. You know, I mean, you would, I'm with you. Leaving it in the open or maybe not locking your car, and that's so easy. You just push the button and lock your car. And maybe one of these little boxes, which are not that expensive, and at times they even almost give them away to try to encourage people to, you know, if you're going to have to do this, at least lock it up so somebody else can't get it.
Or take it in the house in the evening. So over the past 9 days alone, 280 vehicles broken into. Most of those guns taken. That's a 34% increase over last year. So this is clearly a growing problem, and it's no wonder the police were putting out the alert today.
Yeah, exactly. And like you said, it's bad, and it doesn't. And we've had it over and over again, but right now it is really surging. And like you say, why is it really surging right now? I guess because, like you say, more people are out, more cars are being parked. There's more, I guess, opportunity for people to steal.
The bad guys have figured out it's a source for guns. Joe, thank you so much.
Thank you.
All right, Joe Gillespie, so lock up your car, and if you've got a gun, take it in the house at night, or at least don't leave it sitting there on the seat where it's a temptation. Another police story in the news, the growing shortage of cops both locally and across the country, and much of it's being blamed on the movement to defund police and the heavy criticism cops get these days. Charlotte Mecklenburg has openings, 188 of them right now. That's a lot. In Asheville, city cut the police budget, and police are no longer answering every call there in Asheville. And in Minneapolis, a group of residents now suing the city because there aren't enough cops. Jeff Manasso is on that story. Jeff, a lot of things are sort of out of hand there in Minneapolis, the residents think.
Yeah, Minneapolis is really ground zero for the defund police movement. And this is a group of people who live in Minneapolis, residents who are basically witnessing firsthand, the results of that pushback against police and a crime that has ensued in the city. And so they're suing the city, they're suing the mayor, amid what's been an explosion in crime, and accusing the city of basically failing to keep people safe. Year-to-date, homicides in Minneapolis have more than doubled. Carjackings up 300%, and men and women in blue in Minneapolis are quitting in droves. Nearly 200 officers have left that department since last year. Many just say, look, we're done. We can't do our jobs.
And the truth is that's happening all around the country.
And I can just give you some of the headlines in papers across the country. Austin police officer shortage forces downsizing. Asheville, North Carolina police no longer responding to some calls due to officer shortage. Facing officer shortage, Cincinnati PD cuts the time that recruits have in the academy. An understaffed Salt Lake City Police Department consistently responds too slow to urgent 911 calls.
But this Minneapolis situation is different in that you've got city people now suing, demanding more cops. When's it go to court?
We are told that a district judge is expected to issue a ruling on that lawsuit this month. And the plaintiff's attorney believe that the judge will likely be calling for more police officers, more funding. But it's all part of the city's charter. The city council tried to change the charter, which basically dictates how much funding can go towards the police department, things like that. But right now, it's basically in stone. The voters voted against changing that that charter, but it's kind of a stalemate in the city. But the damage may already be done in terms of people wanting to be on that force in Minneapolis, in and around Minneapolis, again, ground zero. Particularly after the rioting we saw following the George Floyd death. But cities across the country are facing officer shortages. Nobody wants that job anymore.
You're right about that. Jeff Manasso, thanks. In Minneapolis, so some residents are suing the city there, saying hire more cops. And again, it is across the country. Here in Charlotte, 188 vacancies at the police department now. All right, coming up on 6:14, no vacancy in the traffic closet. Boomer just lives there.
That's right. Set up camp here.
That's
yes,
right.
Sir.